This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, June 30th, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. Unions representing millions of nurses globally have warned governments negotiating a huge trade deal that they could be putting their healthcare services in severe jeopardy. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seymour Ainsborough has a report.
Representatives of 17 nursing unions from around the world have sent a letter to 12 governments warning them of the dangers of a trade deal they are currently negotiating. The unions include National Nurses United of the United States, the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation, and the Japan Healthcare Workers Union. Representatives from the 17 unions met in Geneva June 30th in a conference organized by Public Services International. The PSI represents public service unions at the world level. In their letter to the government leaders, the nurses said healthcare would be put at risk by the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership. TPP, as the deal is known, would limit how governments can legislate to improve healthcare for their citizens. The trade deal is being negotiated in secret by 12 countries bordering the Pacific Ocean. The nurses said they were especially concerned by a provision in the trade deal that establishes special courts for corporations. These courts could be used by multinationals to sue governments if they think their profit-making has been hindered. The nurses said this could lead to greater privatization of healthcare services. This is Seymour Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
One of the efforts of the European Union to encourage democratic participation in its 28 member states is a petition process which can force legislators to consider important issues. The process is called the European Citizens Initiative. The first use of the initiative was organized by a coalition of unions, NGOs, and other civil society groups led by the European Federation of Public Service Unions. EPSU is a federation of 210 labor unions which represent more than 8 million European workers. It led a citizens' initiative to protect access to safe, affordable water and sanitation services. Just recently, it won an important victory when members of the Environment Committee of the European Parliament voted to support the initiative. It's an important step in the campaign because originally the European Commission, the EU's executive body, dismissed the initiative. I talked to young William Houdian. Mr. Houdian is EPSU's General Secretary. I asked him to describe the European Citizens Initiative.
With the European Citizen Initiative, citizens can collect 1 million signatures with a minimum threshold to be reached in at least 7 countries, and they can put issues they deem important on the European agenda. As European trade unions, we decided together with a large range of other organizations, environmental, anti-poverty networks, water activist groups, to put a European Citizen Initiative together on the human right to water and sanitation. We had 3 demands in this initiative. The first was that we wanted the European Commission to take a legislative initiative to implement the human right to water in the EU. The second was that we wanted water and water services to be excluded from liberalization initiatives in the European Union. And the third was that we wanted also water and the human right to water to be promoted in the international development plans of the European Union. We launched the initiative in April 2012 with this large civil society backing, and for a year and a half we have been campaigning to collect signatures. In September 2013 we had more than 1.8 million signatures, and in the end this turns out to be almost 1.7 million valid signatures. We had a public hearing in early 2014, and then the Commission was obliged to respond. However, the Commission did not respond positively to our demand, and since then we have been trying to work with the European Parliament to get the European Parliament to respond positively.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.